Sportsnet 650 presents Cider, Sodas, and Cocktails, the RTD show, and the ever-changing world of refreshed beverages and cocktails in a can. We'll discuss the brands. We'll meet the people behind the innovative ready-to-drink beverages hitting the market. We'll talk trends and the future of the industry. It's the fastest-growing segment of the spirits industry today. This is Cider, Sodas, and Cocktails on Sportsnet 650. And here are your hosts, Joe Leary and Legacy Liquor Store brand ambassador, Daryl M.
It is indeed time for the special two-hour December edition of the RTD show, Cider, Sodas, and Cocktails on Sportsnet 650 AM, 96.9 FM, HD3. Joe Leary, along with Daryl Lamb from Legacy Liquor Store, broadcasting from AJ's Brooklyn Pizza on East Broadway across from the Kingsgate Mall. Daryl, this is the first time that we've done the extendo version of the RTD show, but I guess probably no better time to do so because this is the cash register ringing season, is it not, for spirits?
Oh, it totally is. You got spirits, you got RTD, you got wine, everybody's in the mood. But it's a totally different year, right? There's no Christmas parties. There's no gatherings. You want to take it easy with your family. So there's a lot of virtual tasting going on. So what we're seeing is people are going to LegacyLiquorStore.com and getting delivery. And they're asking, okay, getting a great product like On the Rocks so you can get a well-made old-fashioned. And you buy six or seven different bottles for $25 and you send them to your friends. And you have an old-fashioned party, but in a safe manner. And that's what we're really seeing this year.
I know that we've probably it's a little early to do the look back. Probably our January show will look back on 2020, but we're close enough to the end of this horrible year to look back. So let's take COVID out of the equation. Do you think the market was bounding up and beaming up towards, you know, excessive sales anyway, or did COVID just help exacerbate that situation?
I think it exacerbated. We're seeing a couple of things that have fast forward. So big changes in our industry. We've already seen over the last few years a trend of younger generation, younger people not going to the old, boring government liquor stores. So we've been seeing their sales dwindle. COVID drastically increased that. So what I'm hearing is the government liquor stores actually lost money during COVID because it just became kind of so abhorrent to shop there. And so we saw that. The other thing that we saw was the massive growth in RTD, canned cocktails, and packaged cocktails. They were always growing. RTD was the fastest category growing at Legacy and in NBC and in Canada. And now suddenly everybody at home was being experimental and they found, you know, unbelievable things. And then along came White Claw and totally leveled the field.
Well, I was going to say, did it sort of put some of the competitors off to the side? Because, I mean, there was no better time to launch a brand that, even though it had preceded us, we knew of White Claw, but we had not experienced the Claw. But along comes 2020, along comes White Claw, and it's just killing it.
Oh, it was unreal. Like, I'd never seen anything like this in the RTD business. Maybe in spirits, you know, when you think of, like, people looking for those rare bourbons, Pappy Van Winkle, 1792, Eagle Rare, those kind of things, the kind of bourbons and Scotch whiskeys that people sleep on the sidewalk to get. Well, suddenly here came along the White Claw, and you couldn't get White Claw anywhere. You couldn't find it. Except Legacy, we always have that. Right, and we never ran out. And now that White Claw is being made locally, you're seeing more and more people being able to get their hands on it and finally try it. I don't think a lot of people even got to try it this year.
Well, I was going to say, because there were times early on in the rollout of White Claw locally where I saw the skids ready for it in Legacy, or it had either just completely sold out or it wasn't available yet. But have you been able to maintain a decent supply of it?
Yeah, we were. We were lucky. I mean, White Claw, the owner of White Claw is from B.C., his company has a very good partnership with Legacy. We always have. I mean, the idea, yeah, okay, we heard about White Claw in the U.S. first, but White Claw is a Canadian company, right? And so when you think of the other stuff that the owner owns, you've got Mission Hill and things like that. So you already had some of our iconic wineries. Legacy is the number one point of sale for B.C. wine on planet Earth. So they said, we're going to make sure you don't run out. There were a lot of times we didn't have all the flavors available, but we always had the mix pack, and our mix pack was the number one seller at Legacy by unit of any category.
So this is an internationally acknowledged brand that actually has its roots in British Columbia, and I just wonder what the future is for the brand. I mean, you obviously have some connection with the parent company. Is there plans to roll out more flavors, or are they going to keep it simple? What do you think is going down the road?
Well, now that it's being produced here in British Columbia, now we can start to get some flavors. There's a lot of different White Claw flavors out there that we didn't get. I mean, we got the core popular ones. One of the things that everybody was really chomping at the bit at and we couldn't get in October was the pumpkin spice White Claw. Everybody wanted pumpkin White Claw, like pumpkin beer. Hopefully next year we'll get it. And I know for a fact that there are three new flavors rolling out in 2021.
Be interesting. And of course, it's already a pretty crowded market, and we're going to represent some of those on the show today. We're going to talk to Jawdrop. Now, Jawdrop sort of is one of the originators of the RTD beverage, and apparently they've got some, Cam is going to join us and talk about a new redesign.
There's a new redesign and a couple of new flavors that we're going to be debuting, and maybe the return of an old favorite, including one of my old favorites.
Well, we have a couple of OGs on the show because we also have Hey Y'all. And I think is that not where the RTD concept kind of originated?
Well, that's where it started, the normalization process. Before that, you had like kind of older brands like California Coolers and Mike's Hard Lemonade. You know, those all kind of came out in the 80s and the 90s. And it was a marginal brand. Your great aunt would get a little sloshed at a pool party on some lemonade. And along came Hey Y'all and totally changed the market. Hey Y'all absolutely normalized the RTD thing, kind of took it away from the old derelict redundant term of coolers. We don't call them coolers anymore because, you know, out came Hey Y'all with high quality tea, and again, born and bred in British Columbia.
And they've kind of kept it consistent because it is an iced tea at the end of the day. They've kind of done some variances on iced tea, but other than that, I noticed that they've now got a Hey Y'all vodka.
Yeah, well, it's a really tasty little product. It's sweetened with honey, so it's not using high fructose corn syrup. And now they're starting to play along with some mixology, so I think this is kind of fun. I mean, Hey Y'all Vodka is a pretty good seller at Legacy, and I think for, after a run on the slopes or sitting in the hot tub, it's not a bad alternative to, say, something like Fireball or Zambuca.
Well, it's not strictly Hey Y'all and Jawdrop on the show today. We're also going to talk to Craig Rutter, who, along with a couple of partners about 2 years ago, decided to do some gin and tonics in the canned format, and I know that gin and tonic is something that's near and dear to Daryl Lamb's heart.
Oh yeah, I love myself a gin and tonic, and I think it's great. I mean, this is the story of RTD and canned cocktail in a nutshell. You had three or four friends hanging out, riffing on G&Ts at home and saying, why couldn't we put this in a can? And it was born in British Columbia again. These are the stories that can't happen in Quebec. It can't happen in Ontario. They got those clunky old government systems that just don't want to help innovate. They're cool with just drink your Carlo Rossi and be done with it. So here you've got stores like Legacy. You've got great private stores all over that help build the craft beer industry, help build VQA wine in spite of the government system, and then here comes the RTD, and here are the boys making new flavors and coming out with a brand new mix pack.
Now, I wonder, are there Legacy-like properties elsewhere in Canada, or are we pretty unique out here on the West Coast?
We're pretty unique. There's a few guys in Alberta that do pretty well, but, I mean, it's a different culture. I think we needed that kind of West Coast feel. I think there's a reason you see things like, electric scooters taking off. That Vancouver's the number one Tesla market in the world. It's just our culture. So a store like Legacy works with the kind of culture that becomes the number one Tesla market in the world, because obviously we're discerning, we care about environment, we care about local. And so a store like Legacy, which isn't necessarily like how many formats of Crown Royal can we put on a shelf, it's more how many local guys can we support? How can we get that 100-mile diet to work in the alcoholic beverage industry? And that's always been our mentality.
And generally when we talk on the show about canned cocktails, there are a few exceptions. One of notable ones is on the show today. This is the On the Rock series, and these are bottled, basically canned cocktails in really fancy bottles with some really good designer spirits in them.
Oh, they're fantastic. I mean, top quality. I mean, when you're talking about brands like Hornitos, 100% Agave, Tequila, you're talking about Effin, you're talking about Knob Creek, they're already done for you. It's really good, high-quality product. They fly off the shelf at Legacy, and they're really great for this time of year. I mean, do you want to be stuck in the kitchen making old fashions for everybody, or you just want to pour them in a glass? And that's what the On the Rocks are. And these are legitimate, like, as good as you can get them in a bar.
I can't make and shake and that, but I can pour. And I think basically it's a bartender in a bottle, right?
It's a bartender in a bottle. That's it. I mean, and you're not even really cheating, because this isn't something that's flavored like that cocktail. This actually is that cocktail. Somebody else put it, but if you can't go to a cocktail bar, if you're not comfortable going to a restaurant, but you want that cocktail bar quality, On the Rocks has got it.
And of course, all of the products that we discuss within the context of the RTD show here on Sportsnet 650, all of these products readily available at Legacy Liquor Store in Olympic Village. And you can always go pop in, ask for Daryl Lamb, and Daryl can talk your ear off on a variety of beverages in the store. It is Cider, Sodas, and Cocktails, the special two-hour December show. You've got it on Sportsnet 650. In the world of body art, you want someone who's creative, innovative, and gets it. And that's Side Street Tattoo in Gastown and artist Devin Stacy. If you can imagine it, Devin can create it. Whether it's something simple, a full sleeve, or way beyond, it can be done and in a safe and sterile manner. So if you've been thinking about getting your first ink or looking to add to an already existing piece, talk to my friend Devin Stacy at Side Street Tattoo, 26th East Cordova in Gastown, online sidestreettattoo.com.
The real deal can be heard on the RTD show on Sportsnet 650 and 96.9 FM HD3. Follow lifestyle coach Ryan on Twitter at RDFit, on Instagram at RealDealFitness, and on his website, lifestyletransformations.ca.
We all love a good burger, and I found one that's a combination of In-N-Out meets Shake Shack. It's called Mimi's Burgers, a pop-up joint out of Glitch at 2287 West Broadway, two blocks west of Arbutus. It's a simple menu with four options: Mimi's Classic, Mimi's Cheeseburger, the Beyond Meat Burger, and the double-sized honey for the hungry burger lover. Great burgers, Kennebec fries, and they are good. Find out for yourself. Mimi's Burgers. Think Shake Shack meets In-N-Out Burger. 2287 West Broadway. The real deal. Mimi'sBurgers.com.
It's Vancouver's hottest selling segment in the world of spirits today. Cider, sodas, and cocktails. And you've got it exclusively on Sportsnet 650. Once again, your hosts, Joe Leary and Legacy Liquor Store spirits educator, Daryl Lamb.
Back at AJ's Brooklyn Pizza Joint, who proudly presents Ciders, Sodas, and Cocktails on Sportsnet 650, 96.9 FM, HD3. Actually taking a break down at the facility of Mod Beverage. Paul Morozik is the founder and president of Mod. And, Paul, despite how hellish 2020 was, actually it was a good year because it gave the creation of Mod Beverage.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a very tough for a year for a lot of businesses, a lot of local businesses. To play in that physical space, but we were lucky to kind of be in an industry that continued to move forward in this, being that beverages, packaged products, and things like that. So it's been a busy year for us among COVID, and we're one of the new businesses that was able to launch and hopefully launch successfully in 2020.
Well, I know that your background is in big beer, and you've seen an awful lot transpire, especially in the world of research beverage in the past, well, not just in the past 12 months, but I mean, certainly in recent history. Did you ever think we'd be at a point where there'd be so much in cans available on shelves in stores? Did you ever see this coming?
Not really, to be honest, until the last most recent years, I guess, because the back when I was working for big beer companies, you didn't have a lot of brands. You kind of had craft was like a little thing that was kind of just nipping at people's heels. And then, really within the last kind of 3 to 5 years, it just completely exploded. We saw massive growth rates. We saw tap rooms opening everywhere and building a lot of business and a lot of brand recognition that way for these smaller businesses. We've also seen good distribution opportunities. So we've been able to see, people go from being a small East Van brewery to having product available in Newfoundland and across Canada. So, I don't think I would have thought there'd be as many brands out there, but, it goes to show it's, I guess, a good market and people are interested in what we do in the beverage world.
Well, I know you guys do a lot. He's Paul Morozik, the founder and president of Mod Beverage. This is the Cider, Sodas, and Cocktails RTD show on Sportsnet 650, 96.9 FM HD3. Now, I know that you've done a lot of stuff. I mean, you've basically got the market covered in terms of you got some wine, you've got beer, you've got canned cocktails. Let's kind of go through the line. The last time we actually had you on the show, Paul, you were introducing this thing called Box of Chocolates, which was probably more appropriate for this month than it would be for last month. But again, these are beers that are inspired and have chocolate themes to them. Since that, let's go through what are the four beers contained in the Box of Chocolates?
Awesome. So yeah, this is a 12-pack mix pack from Spectrum Beer Co., one of the brands that we have created here and that we sell. So we've created this product to really bring beer back into the holidays. There's always been a problem that beer sales really happen between April and September, and then the summer ends and everyone moves into, you know, out of the kind of refreshment category and more into some heavier things, wines, obviously spirits as well, definitely takes off. And so in the beer world, you're kind of left with these refreshing beverages that are great in the summer, and you want to do something that kind of fits. So, you know, we took that kind of problem and looked at, you know, making some beers that really, really fit well with the holidays. And a brand like Spectrum that's known to do, you know, take a very, very interesting twist on beers and delivering very interesting flavors. We aligned on this box of chocolates, which, you know, again, makes a great gift. So it's something if you're going somewhere or you're having people over, there's a variety in there, and it's something that you can give to people. The box looks beautiful. It's got gold foil on it. Brown, looks like a box of chocolates, what you'd see from a chocolate company. And the four beers we have in it are, you know, kind of four holiday favorites. So we have a milk chocolate ale that basically is your standard milk chocolate, creamy. It's got a lot of that chocolatey flavor and is, you know, a good refreshing chocolate take on an ale. We've got chocolate orange, so that's everyone's favorite Terry's chocolate orange. Basically tastes exactly like that, so that again is a holiday favorite, definitely a stocking stuffer for a lot of people. So that's in there. We've got mint chocolate that brings you back to the peppermint patty or the York peppermint patty, and delivers on that flavor, which again is great around the holidays. And then the last we have is our classic and the most kind of successful standalone beer that's in the mix pack is our white chocolate stout, which gives you that creamy, milky, white chocolate, vanilla flavor, but in that chocolate form. So we've got those four beers, the orange chocolate, the mint chocolate, the white chocolate stout, and the milk chocolate ale. So those are the four.
Well, and it certainly ticks a couple of the holiday boxes because, as you said, it is like a box of chocolates. The flavors are chocolate-ish, and it's also an adult beverage, so it kind of ticks those boxes. I know that's prominently displayed at Legacy Liquor Store, as all the products are that we talk about on this show. Cider, sodas, and cocktails, Sportsnet 650, 96.9 FM. HD3, we're with Paul Morozik, the founder and president of Mod Beverage. Now, again, there's also the House Lager, which I know has been killing it. So you guys really do have the kind of the market captured in terms of you've got cider, you've got wine, you've got beer, and you've got canned cocktails. What's 2021 looking like on your agenda board?
Well, it's to be honest, expanding into areas that we're not in yet. So right now, there's definitely some gaps in the canned cocktail segment. We do have, you know, hard seltzers, beers, we've got wine brands, and so you know, I think we're at about 10 right now. By the end of 2021, we will have about 17 brands available in the marketplace, and so our focus for next year is going to be you know, launching some things that we've really wanted to do, like kind of some pet projects that we've had, some really interesting trends that we think we see, and getting into some of the non-alcohol stuff. So there's also trends in that part of beverage. You know, we're looking at developing out some you know, dairy-free milks and a line and brand behind that, which is definitely a trend starting to take off. And, you know, lots more in store on that front.
Now, I know you launched the Parade line, and one of them was a fruit punch. I mean, you got some pretty first of all, I really like the imaging, and I think I've asked you this before. Is there any plans to do some merchandise with that kind of imaging on it, especially the Parade brand?
Absolutely, yeah, with Parade. We a very colorful packaging, very bright. We focus on nostalgic flavors that people know, and that's one of those things that comes a little bit and kind of works in COVID. It's a new brand that was launched during COVID. You don't have the opportunity to sample people. We can't give people be in liquor stores giving out samples so people can try products, see what things taste like. They've got to take the risk and buy the packaging. So I think by providing familiar flavors, you know, people kind of feel like they know what it should taste like. So we have the fruit punch, we have the pink lemonade. We actually have a mix pack coming out next year where you'll have six flavors.
Well, I've heard rumors that there are a couple of rather unique flavors coming down the pipeline pretty soon, huh?
Absolutely. So Parade, you'll see a lot of that coming. As far as merch is concerned, absolutely. That's going to be a big part is visibility, focusing on getting things that people can wear and see and notice our brands, because we don't have those events and we don't have those sampling opportunities like you typically have in kind of a normal year.
You talked about some non-alcoholic options. I know that you did a coconut water, you did a pineapple water. Is there plans to expand in that area?
Definitely, like especially in the non-alcoholic beverage world, there's a lot of focus in this, you know, in that space, like providing more variety, a craft spin, a local take on a lot of these large categories. So definitely, you could, you know, see some things like the concept of Parade moving its way over into the flavored sparkling soda market. You could see something like Mighty Hard Coconut Water moving into the sparkling coconut water market on the non-alcohol side, as well as, you know, many, many others.
I would also want to ask you about Bougie Wine, because I know you did a white and you did a red. Is there any more expansion in that area?
Definitely. I think with canned wine is a market that's...
It sounds bizarre when you describe it as canned wine, but it's just so practical. Everything else can be in a can. Why not wine?
Exactly. It's one of those things where people travel with wine, too. People enjoy beverages and alcohol beverages in all sorts of occasions. Why does it have to be indoor when you have a corkscrew and you're sitting at a table and you've got glasses available? So canned wine's been something in 2020 that actually has started to take off quite a bit. It's not a huge category yet, but it's growing very rapidly with Bougie and Bougie canned wines that that we have now. We're definitely looking at some line extensions. We're also looking at going more into the refreshment space with wine. So, you know, there's all these RTDs, there's pre-mixed cocktails, there's all things coming down the pipe in that spirits category. And why can't we, you know, go back to some really good wine-based wine-based RTDs. So you'll probably see some of that coming from Bougie next year.
He is Paul Mrazek, the founder and president of Mod Beverage. This is the RTD show, pardon me, on Sportsnet 650, also 96.9 FM HD3. Now, I know you've got something really exciting about to launch early in 2021 that sort of incorporates some of the finest bartenders and mixologists that we have in the city.
Absolutely. This is... what you're talking about is our high-end cocktail and can brand called Cocktail Culture. We're starting with a line that's called Company Cocktails. So basically, we're working with some of the greatest well-known bartenders, award-winning bartenders, award-winning people, really, is what the core of the Cocktail Culture and the Company Cocktails brand is. And our goal with that is to launch a brand into the market that has a high-end cocktail in can. It's becoming less and less, capable or normal, so to speak, or comfortable to go to your favorite cocktail bar and enjoy a premium high-end cocktail. So with Cocktail Culture, we've created a brand that basically allows those people, these mixologists, people that follow cocktail trends, people that live that culture and live that life every day, win awards, travel around, going to competitions, allowed to get them to express their mixology, express their love and their in their art of cocktail making, and do it in a can format, so that we can have a premium high-end cocktail in can, as opposed to our version of a classic cocktail.
Well, again, and this speaks to the quality of the product, because again, the people that you're talking about, people like TK from the Donnelly Group, and these are people of real note in the cocktail culture in this town, and they take their craft very, very seriously. And probably the thought of maybe them throwing something that would be marketed in a can a couple of years ago, they might have laughed off the concept, but it just goes to show how the can culture has really taken hold, and these people are proud to be involved in this.
Absolutely. It gives them a great way to, again, continue to express their art. It also allows them to utilize the most recent beverage technology. So right now, you know, these people wouldn't be putting out products if they didn't taste the way that they should in can, right? They're working with us, working with our beverage development team and our innovation team to try to utilize the technology we have to take premium ingredients, real ingredients, and put them in a can so that we can get that on the shelf and people can enjoy a premium cocktail at home.
Are they creating their own unique cocktails for this program, or are they taking existing cocktails that are on menus around the city and just doing their version of it?
No, they're creating their own unique award-winning cocktails. So right now we're kicking off with a famous local bartender, famous local mixologist, and well-known cocktail artist in January. So that's when the first release will go. But we have partnerships formed with two others as well, big names from British Columbia, from Toronto, all across the country, and we hope to open that up so that these cocktail artists from all over the world can participate in this and have something that that they can express in. And to be honest, we also have them looped in on the arrangement, so they're a part of the brand as well.
They not just skin in the game.
Exactly.
So, okay, so how is this package? Are these in, like, the 375 mil cans? Are these, like, sold in four packs? Are they sold in singles? Are they sold in sixes? Or is it a new, unique concept of packaging?
I think with this, it's we're going with something completely different, completely unique. So we're going to be utilizing the 250 mil stubby can, as they call it, or squat can. So what it looks like is basically your standard 355 mil can that you would see, your standard beer can that would come in a six pack, but basically shrink that down by about half its height, same width and everything. So it kind of feels like a little hot highball in your hand. So that's the packaging we've selected. It gives you kind of the appropriate amount of cocktail that you would have. And it's meant to either be poured into a glass and garnished and enjoyed that way, but it is also ready to drink. So you could be traveling, you could be going somewhere, and basically, you know, you're bringing one of the best bartender cocktail artists with you wherever you go. So you're going to see an amazing variety of award-winning cocktails from the minds of these people. You know, as opposed to our version of a classic cocktail.
Well, that just goes to show how innovative you guys are at Mod, and I can only imagine the future of that because it's such a solid concept. One never would have thought of this 2 or 3 years down the road, but we're now there, and it's really cool to see it. I know some of the names of people you're talking about, and these are people that really have a lot of credit when it comes to the world of mixology. So Cocktail Culture will be rolled out. Are we talking early January? Are we talking widely available? I mean, obviously, Legacy will be one of the points of purchase.
Yeah, well, one of the natures of it, too, is that because we're using real ingredients, we kind of have to launch this in a way that allows us to build up our sales as we go. We can't make a ton of inventory and just hope to sell it because the product actually has a reasonably short shelf life. There's no preservatives. We're using real cocktail ingredients. So we kind of have this small window to sell these in. So we will be starting to footprint this out as we go. We definitely will be launching at Legacy. Will be our first store that will be putting this product in and have all sorts of support and attention drawn to that. And that'll be our starting point. And then we'll kind of grow from there as other locations that want to carry premium cocktail and cans start to grow and add to the list of people who can sell it.
That's why we need Mod Beverage on the show so frequently, because there's so much stuff going on. He's Paul Morozek, the founder and president of Mod Beverage. Lots of good things coming down the pipeline, and again, lots of things already in stores at Legacy for the Christmas holiday season. Cider, sodas, and cocktails. Paul Morozek, have yourself a great Christmas, and we look forward to seeing you again in 2021.
Thank you very much. It's always a pleasure. And,
The Real Deal can be heard on the RTD show on Sportsnet 650 and 96.9 FM HD3. Follow Lifestyle Coach Ryan on Twitter at RDFit, on Instagram at RealDealFitness, and on his website, lifestyletransformations.ca. You're listening to Cider, Sodas, and Cocktails, the RTD show on Sportsnet 650. Here again are your hosts, Joe Leary, and Legacy Liquor Store brand ambassador, Daryl M.
It is indeed our special two-hour December extravaganza as we close out the crazy year that is 2020. It's Cider, Sodas, and Cocktails, the RTD show on Sportsnet 650 AM, also at 96.9 FM. HD3, Joe Leary and Daryl Lamb, the brand ambassador of Legacy Liquor Store, broadcasting from AJ's Brooklyn Pizza. We've had the feeding. It was the spicy Vesuvio today, again, as always. And last time we were here, you were quite enamored with the Detroit.
I did. I finally got the Detroit red top, as they call it on the menu. And, yeah, it was really interesting. The crown, the kind of like the cheesy crust around the outside, I want to know how I can just get that. Like, can we just have a bowl of crust? Because it's really tasty. It's a revelation. I haven't been to Detroit so many times. I didn't know it, and now I do. And the next time I go to Motor City, I know what I'm going to eat.
Absolutely. Well, it's kind of a couple of heritage brands on the episode, the December episode. Today, we will talk with Hey Y'all, which, of course, is 7 years in the game of doing hard iced teas in the marketplace. And we welcome Cam Matches to the program. Cam is the director of sales for Aquilini Brands, otherwise known as the jaw drop guy. And when you talk about heritage brands, even though it doesn't go back decades, but jaw drop is one of the first in the game.
Yeah, I don't know if we were first, but we've had a great run the past 10 years. And, you know, we're going to show a few things to you gents here today that consumers will see in the spring, namely, you know, our package refresh. You typically see those in a pretty compacted time frame these days. You know, it's been 10 years for us, so you know, big thrust for us in the spring of 2021 will be package refresh, and also along with that, some great new flavors as well.
Daryl, you've been patrolling the aisles of Legacy for a good long time, and of course, no one knows more about the beverages, be they in bottles or cans or kegs, than you, sir. Give us a little history of the Jaw Drop franchise and what kind of reaction you've seen people have to it.
Yeah, it's funny you say that because last week was our 10th anniversary of being open. It was crazy. We kind of flew by. We were planning to have a big party. Obviously, that didn't happen, and it's there. And yeah, Jaw Drop came across my desk relatively early on. It was kind of a completely new rebrand, refresh of an older, more kind of complex brand called Bassano that was a little bit more too bushy for the category. And then in came Bassano was really good, but it just people didn't quite understand it. A little too early, too clever by a half almost, you know? Like maybe another couple years, we could see it back. And then Jaw Drop came on, and it was a revelation. Like the classic packaging, the Watusi, the eyes, the funny double entendre names, and it was a massive hit, and it still is. And to this day, it is a monster. In fact, like the Gushing Grapes was our third best-selling RTD of the year, and every flavor was in our top 25.
Well, you know what, Cam? It kind of reminded me, if I might do a bit of a stretch here, it was kind of like the Jolt Cola of refreshed beverage, because when everybody else was, you know, less calories, less filling, light, Jolt Cola just went, no, all the caffeine, twice the calories, whatever. You kind of have that same disrespectful approach to the brand when everybody else is going one way. You're kind of going, no, we're going to stay the course and go this direction.
Yeah, I'd say definitely, an irreverence and an original brand personality, and I would agree, it's somewhat contrarian. When you look at what's happening in the RTD category, and there's a tremendous swell in those better for yous, but I tell you what, a lot of people still love big, bold flavors, 7% ABV. So
I call them full-flavored cocktails, full-flavored.
There's absolutely still a market for that, and, as Daryl's sales stats tell us, and he's been a fantastic supporter since day one, and there's stories like that around the province. We have a great following for our brand. People love our flavors, and they continue to tell us that on our social media channels and feedback that we get.
I want to ask that question because I know that you're about to show us a redesign, a rebrand that you've got going. Because you do have the heritage you have and the loyal following and the passion among your fan base that you have, why did you decide that it was time to put a fresh coat of paint on the brand?
Yeah, very good question. In fact, it came from not only from, desire within and just get with the times, new decade, and we have not done this before, but we got requests from a lot of our consumers as well, who had would send in observations or send in suggestions. So kind of a dual approach, but the main thing is we wanted to stay irreverent. We wanted that individuality. So I know it's a little anticlimactic here on radio with the lack of visuals, but
I think we're teasing everybody. We get to see it, but you're going to have to wait.
But it's, every flavor has a unique design, graphical design, just like our current packaging. And so that's the thread that we wanted to retain, is that individuality, because that's one thing that people really like about our brand is, it's irreverent, it's off the wall, and they really that resonates with people, that individuality. I've got my own flavor. I've got my own personality. This brand fits with what I believe in.
All right. Now, speaking of flavors, and I don't know, maybe we're allowed to talk about it, maybe we're not.
Absolutely,
but my favorite flavor was kind of retired a few years ago, and suddenly here it is in front of me again, but kind of tweaked up. And the old stalwart, the original, the licking limes, is going to come back.
So the story behind this, and for you listeners out there, we've got a couple new flavors that we're launching this year in lime and mango, plus one other that is still going to be a teaser. We'll see that in the spring. But to Daryl's point, lime was in this market several years ago. I don't think made the flavor cut, predates my time, but I can tell you this. This flavor has been the most requested by all of our social media followers, fans. So by special request, you ask for it, you get it. Licking Limes coming back to BC.
And I do like the tweak. I mean, it always had a really great lime flavor, but this tastes, Joe, like a Rangpur lime, which is a very specialized kind of lime, not a key lime, but a Rangpur lime. And it's got that real nice kind of kick. I almost want to throw a shot of gin in this and see what's going to happen, because I think it's going to be magic.
Now, Cam, you mentioned that you use the word retired, but a lot of times when you have a variety of profiles in your lineup, some things don't make the cut, and you sort of have to put them out to pasture. But it's good to know that obviously Joe and Joanne Consumer have a say in what goes on the shelf.
Absolutely, we listen, and we're trying to do a better job of that. And we're one thing apart from new flavors and upcoming season, a new look, a lot more. Social media activity as well, and community management. So, we want to hear from our consumers, what they think, what they like, what they don't like, and really develop those relationships and that regular feedback. So, and Lime was, I think, a fantastic example of that.
We're talking with Cam Matches, who is the Director of Sales for Aquilini Brands. This is Ciders, Sodas, and Cocktails, the RTD show on Sportsnet 650, also 96.9 FM, HD3, broadcasting from AJ's Brooklyn Pizza Joint. Now, I see in front of me a tall boy, and I know that you had mentioned the last time we had you on the program that they weren't yet in British Columbia, but they figure prominently in sales back east. But I think there's a reason you have it here today, is there not?
There is absolutely a reason. So we have had our Flashing Peaches tall can in BC for a number of years now. That size format is growing in popularity, so also by popular request, we've been asked for more 473 mils in BC, so come spring next year, we'll have a family of 4 to 5 of the tall boys in the British Columbia market. So, we'll merchandise those together. We'll have our peaches, we'll have some of our more mainstream flavors, lemon and grape, as well as a soon yet unnamed mystery flavor that we'll drop on the general public come early spring.
Right now, the hashtag #BringBackMelons is trending.
It's trending.
You know what? And I think there's a great tremor in the beer world as more RTD tall boys start to demand more and more shelf space, because, of course, that's the space that the beer guys have held for a long time. And now when you got, Flashing Peaches, which is already a big seller at Legacy, and now you're going to roll out Gushing Grapes, which is the number one flavor, followed by the Sucking Lemons. We're 12,000 square feet, Joe, but I don't know if I got enough space for everybody in this sandbox.
Well, I was going to ask you, because from a consumer's point of view, I certainly see the advantage to the 473 mils, but from a space point of view as a retailer, does this cause you a little consternation?
A little bit, but also I think it's a shot across the bow again on the beer guys, because, these are classic flavors. These are going to be around year-round. They're going to keep their sales. For too long, the beer guys have been kind of addicted to the one-off, okay, here's a beer that's drinkable in one time, and then next week we'll have another flavor, and the next week we'll have another flavor, and the next week we'll have another flavor. Or you can just keep drinking your favorite flavor of Jaw Drop, which is why I think we're seeing such a shift in the market. Consistency, quality, same flavor profile are not bad things.
Well, Cam, I know that the next time we have you on the program, you're going to be able to reveal the mystery flavor. We're not going to get out of you now. I understand that. But I'm just curious about how the process works. Is it sales-driven? Is it customer-driven? Is it a combo of that? Do you have a Monday morning sales meeting or a Friday afternoon think tank where you throw ideas around the table and someone goes, yeah, that's our next flavor?
Great question. It's a little bit of kind of alchemy meets science. It's a little bit of all that. We have ideas internally. And we have our R&D director and mad food scientist who has some ideas. We take consumer insight as well and requests. And we kind of, not to simplify it, throw that in a big blender. Look at the commercial viability of some of these things. Look at some of the flavors that actually come out of ideation and prototypes. Because some of them really jump out at you right away. So it's really a combination of all that. And we have several ideas that we just couldn't commercialize all of them. So they'll sit on a shelf for a bit, and maybe they'll come out next year. But also to make Daryl's space issue even greater, we had requests for a variety mix pack, which you were one of those guys.
I'm definitely asking for a mix pack.
So we're coming up with a variety mix pack that will have three of your favorite flavors of Jaw Drop next spring. In addition, one new flavor being our mango.
Well, you know what's interesting, Cam and Daryl, you can attest to this. We sit here month after month promoting all of these great products that come our way in the RTD category. And the one commonality generally is that they're all clear liquids. The one that sort of stands apart from the other is Jaw Drop, because these are not clear liquids. These are colored in the flavors, with exception, but generally these are colored in the flavors that you come to expect.
Yeah, I mean, it's the irreverence of the brand, right? It's like, okay, you're going to have your sparkling water beverage over there, but hey, here's a mango. That's the color of a mango. Or here's a lime. That's the color of the lime. It is what it is, and I've always enjoyed it. I mean, when we're talking about a brand that's been around for 10 years... Think about this business in general. Just to make 5 years is a massive success. To get to a decade, almost unheard of in this business these days, especially in RTD. There's maybe five that have done it. And Jaw Drop's definitely one of them. The refresh on the package is going to be really interesting to see. And, you know, and don't forget, you know, Francesco's got to pay a lot of employees for half a season. So you want to keep your players in Vancouver. Drink some Jaw Drop so you don't have to buy a Pedersen Rangers jersey at AJ's Brooklyn Beach Joint, because you know AJ is going to love having Elias Pedersen on the Rangers.
Well, this, of course, Sportsnet 650 is the home of the Vancouver Canucks. I knew we couldn't get by, Cam, without Daryl making some reference. Does Francesco enjoy the Jaw Drop?
Absolutely. Yeah, family's very involved. Love our brands, this one in particular. But also, too, you know, drop a couple other teasers. We pay attention to other subcategories. And, you know, we're going to get involved in the soda / seltzer category. Oh, yeah. So more to follow on that, gentlemen, as well as a higher-end RTD cocktail, very, very premium in a can. So I've got some other things up my sleeves. I hope to be another guest in the future and share a little more information with you as well.
Well, one question that plagues me is, because the packaging is so cool and so unique, I've yet to see, like, T-shirts or anything with the logos emblazoned. Is there a merchandise line to Jaw Drop? And if not, is that something we could foresee down the road?
Definitely foresee. I mean, you know, we're right now going through with our new branding, going through development of all of our new point of sale and merch and all that. You know, we don't have a public site to buy merch. But that said, you know, we're going to be very active with, in-store promotion, online promotion, you know, and prizing. So, you know, if you're out there, follow jawdropcocktails.com, see us on Instagram, follow us on Facebook. You just might find yourself the lucky owner of some Jaw Drop merch.
Well, of course, we're a few weeks away from Christmas, and I know that, I guess, has the stampede started in the store? Are people stocking up their shelves already?
Oh, yeah, it started around May of this year and just never stopped, but... I'd say everybody's worried. They, you know, there's enough rumor of a lockdown happening. Everyone's getting their Christmas shopping done early this year. So, yeah, it really started the second week in November, when normally it starts in the first week of December.
Well, Cam, it's a pleasure to see you as always. Thank you for sharing some new flavors with us. And let's pencil you in for February or March, and I'm sure you're going to have something pretty big to reveal. But in the meantime, have yourself a great holiday season, and thank you for your support. We look forward to seeing you again in 2021.
Joe, thank you so much. Pleasure. Both of you guys have a fantastic December selling season and consuming season. I'll see you again.
Cheers. It is Ciders, Sodas, and Cocktails, Sportsnet 650, 96.9 FM HD3. We're broadcasting from AJ's Brooklyn Pizza at 325 East Broadway, across from the Kingsgate Mall.
The RTD Show, Ciders, Sodas, and Cocktails on Sportsnet 650, sponsored by Avant Garde Hair Studio in Yaletown and stylist Bailey Murphy. Avant Garde is renowned for their creative hair makeovers, winning the Canadian Session Stylist of the Year Award, and are two-time Makeover of the Year winners at the North American Hair Stylist Awards. If it's a cut, highlights, fade, color correction, or just a bold new look, visit Avant Garde in Yaletown and ask for stylist Bailey Murphy for all your hairstyling needs. Avant Garde Hair Studio, 1075 Mainland Street.
This is the RTD Show, Ciders, Sodas, and Cocktails on Sportsnet 650 and 96.9 FM HD3. Time now for the real deal. Enjoy those ready-to-drink beverages while maintaining a healthy lifestyle. It can be done. Just ask Ryan from RD Fitness of LifestyleTransformations.ca.
Time again for The Real Deal on the RTD Show on Sportsnet 650 AM, also at 96.9 FM. HD3, the real deal with RD Fitness, Ryan Douglas. Ryan, good to see you, man. And again, this is the month of December. So this is the last time I will see you before the holiday season. And again, when one thinks of holiday season, fitness doesn't usually come into being somehow.
Well, that's what people think, Joe. But fitness can come into your life at any time, man. Just because it's Christmas, the holidays, you might be eating a little bit of turkey, having some mashed potatoes and drinks, doesn't mean you should shut off your fitness. In fact, it's time to kick it up because it's all about balance, right? So if you're going to be putting some extra calories in, you better be putting some extra time in the gym.
Okay, but is it possible that, like, you know, the holidays can get away from you pretty quickly with, you know, and this is going to be a different holiday season than we're used to. But is it possible that you can have, like, a couple of cheat days in a row and not do anything, maybe put on a couple of extra pounds and then kind of pay for it a few days later in the gym?
You can definitely have your cake and eat it, too. But it's about balance. You really have to make sure you're incorporating the lifestyle, right? So it's nothing you should feel guilty about. I don't think that you need to really restrict yourself. You should enjoy yourself because there's always going to be another day to work it out. This is a time to enjoy your family, your friends, and enjoy the holiday season. And if this is going to be something you're going to do long term, then there's going to be another day to work it off, okay? Don't be so hard on yourself.
But are there any little tips that you can give a person, let's say they don't have the luxury of coming to see you at the Georgia Athletic Club? So it's going to be, and again, I'm presuming you're shut down for a few days over Christmas and New Year's anyway, but is there any little tips that maybe people can do, things they can do at home on their own, maybe with just a kitchen chair or maybe something from the edge of the couch or some little thing they can do to kind of compensate for what they might sort of spoil themselves calorie-wise over the holidays?
100%. I think that you need a plan. You know, plan ahead. Already know what you're going to be having over the holiday season. Know what days you're going to be eating. And, strategize. So the Monday, the Wednesday before the holiday, get a good workout. And if that means working out from home, you know, you can go on my Instagram at Real Deal Fitness or my personal Coach by RD Instagram and see some home workouts that I deliver. And really, there's so much. You can YouTube it. You can Google it. There's so much information out there for you to get a good workout. There's no reason that you need to be lacking this season.
And the other thing, Ryan, is that traditionally, I mean, obviously you work out of the Georgia Athletic Club in the Sandman in downtown Vancouver. And you've got all sorts of packages. We've talked before about if you want to do a session a week, you want to do two or three. Maybe you want to do a session every 2 weeks based on your availability and your schedule. But traditionally, I guess come January 2, everybody sort of gets super anxious and, okay, let's. Is that realistic to expect January 2 as a time to start? Or would you recommend, hey, why not get the jump on Christmas and start now?
Hey, January is a great time to start. But you know what else is a great time to start? Monday or even today. It doesn't matter what day you start as long as you start. And the longer you put it off, the longer that it's going to compound and those calories are going to build up. So if you plan on eating good this winter, make sure you're planning ahead and you know when you're going to get back in the gym. You know, the phrase new year, new you, it's kind of cliche, but there's something to be said about that. You know what I mean? January 1st hit, it's 2021. People had a rough 2020, right? And it's time to kind of shake it off and get back in the gym, you know? And if it's not January, whenever you need to start to mentally get prepared to get in there, you know, that's on you, but be ready to make a change, and because at some point you need to be putting in that work.
Okay, I'm going to put you on the spot. I know you're a lifestyle coach, you're a personal trainer, and you're about nutrition, but because it is the holiday season, what's the one thing that people should really be cautious of on a Christmas dinner table? What's the one thing that you're going to say, if you're going to eat these, maybe really take it easy on them because they're loaded. They're loaded with bad.
So there's nothing wrong with the turkey or the protein choice that you're going to eat. There's nothing even wrong with a little bit of mashed potatoes there. Where you're going to build up the calories is with the desserts and the alcohol. Those are the two things that are really going to pack on the pounds, right? Alcohol especially, because it's secret calories and they add up really quickly. It never really just comes with one drink. It's usually a glass of wine, three glasses of wine to like a bottle, right? And then the desserts, man, that one piece of pie to two can really add up the calories quickly. So if I could say one thing, portion control. Watch how much you eat and watch how much you drink this season.
That makes sense. Okay, he's Ryan Douglas from RD Fitness. And again, how do people find you on social media, sir?
You can get me at Real Deal Fitness on Instagram, RD Fit on Twitter, and lifestyletransformations.ca.
Think about a New Year's resolution. 2020 was a hell of a year. Think of 2021. Start fresh, start new. Start working out and work out with Ryan Douglas, RD Fitness, the real deal on Sportsnet 650. Have a great Christmas, sir. We'll see you in 2021.
Thanks, Joe. Take it easy.
The real deal can be heard on the RTD show on Sportsnet 650 and 96.9 FM HD3. Follow lifestyle coach Ryan on Twitter at RDFit, on Instagram at RealDealFitness, and on his website, lifestyletransformations.ca.
We all love a good burger, and I found one that's a combination of In-N-Out meets Shake Shack. It's called Mimi's Burgers, a pop-up joint out of Glitch at 2287 West Broadway, two blocks west of Arbutus. It's a simple menu with four options: Mimi's Classic, Mimi's Cheeseburger, the Beyond Meat Burger, and the double-sized honey for the hungry burger lover. Great burgers, Kennebec fries, and they are good. Find out for yourself. Mimi's Burgers. Think Shake Shack meets In-N-Out Burger. 2287 West Broadway. The real deal. Mimi'sBurgers.com.
Hey, guys. Shane Meyer here. I am the owner and operator of a place called Good Lad Clothing. Good Lad Clothing is located in North Vancouver, just about a 30-second walk from the C-Bus terminal. And it is quite literally the only 3-in-1 shop in Vancouver. Now, when I say 3-in-1, I mean it's got a full-service cafe, it's got a barber shop, and it's got men's clothing right down the center. We carry everything from beard balms and shave creams to Canadian ethically made brands such as Viberg Boots and Vancouver's own reigning champ. Everything in the shop, like I said, is ethically sourced. It's either Canadian or American made. Our coffee is literally roasted a block and a half away. And you can check us out on all the social medias at Good Lad Clothing or visit the website goodladclothing.com.
In the world of body art, you want someone who is creative, innovative, and gets it. And that's Side Street Tattoo in Gastown and artist Devin Stacy. If you can imagine it, Devin can create it. Whether it's something simple, a full sleeve, or way beyond, it can be done and in a safe and sterile manner. So if you've been thinking about getting your first ink or looking to add to an already existing piece, talk to my friend Devin Stacy at Side Street Tattoo, 26th East Cordova in Gastown. Online, sidestreettattoo.com.
The NHL and its Players Association may be closing in on a new deal for next season. The NHL and its Players Association may be closing in on a deal for next season. I'm Josh Elliott Wolf with the Sportsnet Central Update. The NHL is where we will start. It looks like the league and the PA may finally be making progress on the 2021 campaign. As of now, though, the main issues being reported are the owners asking players to defer salary or raise escrow, so the players sacrificing a bit more than they would like. Nothing concrete on the schedule front as of now, by the way, but reports saying it could be a 52 or 56 game season starting on January 15th, though there is nothing imminent. Whenever the season does start, the Minnesota Wild are going to be without Matt Zuccarello. The forward will miss at least the beginning of the year. He's recovering from arm surgery. Over to the NBA and the Toronto Raptors. The president of the Raps, Masai Ujiri, is heading into the final year of his contract. The same goes for their GM, Bobby Webster. Ujiri not saying much about his contract status, but he did provide an update on contract negotiations with Webster.
In terms of staff, there was even some distraction with that because Bobby was the last one. But I think while sealing it, there's no issues. So I would consider that done soon enough.
The Raptors, by the way, will be playing in Tampa Bay for this season after being denied playing in Toronto due to COVID-19. They start their season on December 23rd against the New Orleans Pelicans. United by Sport, you're listening to the home of the Vancouver Canucks, Sportsnet 650.
CISL Vancouver is Sportsnet 650, the official home of the Canucks. Listen live at sportsnet.ca/650 through the Sportsnet app or the Radio Player Canada app.
Sports.
Sportsnet 650 presents Cider, Sodas, and Cocktails, the RTD show, and the ever-changing world of refreshed beverages and cocktails in a can. We'll discuss the brands. We'll meet the people behind the innovative ready-to-drink beverages hitting the market. We'll talk trends and the future of the industry. It's the fastest-growing segment of the spirits industry today. This is Cider, Sodas, and Cocktails on Sportsnet 650. And here are your hosts, Joe Leary and Legacy Liquor Store brand ambassador, Daryl M.
We are back at AJ's Brooklyn Pizza Joint on East Broadway across from the Kingsgate Mall. Joe Leary along with Daryl Lamb from Legacy Liquor Store. This is our special two-hour December extravaganza, Cider, Sodas, and Cocktails. And again, everything that we talk about, Daryl, is prominently featured inside Legacy Liquor Store in Olympic Village. And I'm guessing as we sit here, it's like the first weekend of December. You know, this month will fly by as they always do. What kind of time limits do people sort of need? Like if they want to order something online, maybe get it delivered, if they want to send something elsewhere in the country or abroad, if they want to get some gift cards, what's the procedure at Legacy?
Well, you know, like when you start talking about, you know, distant lands kind of places, far north, that sort of stuff, you definitely want to get that done probably with at least 8 or 9 business days left. I mean, Canada Post is getting jammed. This is the year of online. This is the year of delivery. So give yourself some time. In the GVRD, we have an entire fleet of vans that work for us now. So we're figuring we can be able to get, you know, next day delivery, even as late as like December 20th, 21st, 22nd. So we revamped and rebuilt our entire website. So if you go to legacyliquorstore.com, you'll see Canned Cocktails is now its own section on our website. And you can just click on that and you'll see ciders. You'll see vodka sodas, you'll see White Claws, you'll see On the Rocks, all in there. So if you live in Vancouver, in the Vancouver area, we're going to be pretty good right up until near Christmas. But if you're anywhere else in British Columbia, on the island, in the north kind of thing, you want to give it at least 8 business days.
Is there ever any problems in transporting something? I know that there used to be these situations where you couldn't buy something in BC or have it in Ontario. Is that all gone by the wayside now?
Well, it had for a while, but suddenly now Ottawa has decided that the Intoxicating Liquors Act of 1928 wasn't wrong, and they're seem to be cracking down. I don't know what Justin Trudeau's thinking about, but it looks like Canada Post will no longer allow shipment to other provinces, which, you know, I still think Canada's a country. Maybe I'm in the minority, but you know, I think if somebody in Ontario wants a great BC canned cocktail, I don't think the federal government should be the one getting in the way of making sure Ontarians can't support British Columbians and vice versa.
What are the operating hours over the holidays? Now, again, we don't know if there's going to be another rollback, another temporary lockdown. We don't know what the future holds. All we know is that you still have the spacing restrictions. You still have the traffic cones outside in the event there needs to be a bit of a wait. So we would probably encourage people, don't wait till Christmas Eve to go booze shopping.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't wait for New Year's Eve to do the same thing. Get it done early if you can. If you don't want to wait in line, you can go to legacyliquorstore.com. We do have the province-wide delivery. The other thing, too, is we do open up earlier during the insane part of Christmas. So you'll see probably the last 8, 9, 10 days before Christmas, we'll be opening up an hour or 2 hours earlier than we normally do at 10 o'clock.
Now, even though it doesn't sort of fall within the parameters of cider, sodas, and cocktails, but are there any killer deals in the store right now that if somebody has got that person that enjoys their beverages on their shopping list, but they don't really know what to possibly get them, anything killer you can suggest they may want to consider?
Yeah, you know, there are a couple. I mean, the Aperol Spritz kit, for example, it's cheaper to buy the kit than it is to buy the individual bottle.
Really?
A lot of the Christmas gifts, too, like, it's cheaper to buy the Casamigos Reposado with the 2 glasses and a nice picture of George Clooney than it is just to buy the 1 bottle. So this year the Christmas packs seem to be a little more value-oriented than just buying the regular bottle and trying to craft your own stuff. And one of my favorites is the Martini and Rossi Negroni kit. So I think it comes out to just about $100, and you can make 26 Negronis for $100. Can't really get that done in a restaurant or a cocktail bar.
And finally, I'm guessing that people can get various denominations of gift cards if they so choose to go that route.
Absolutely. Any denomination you want, we can do it. And you can even use your gift card on our website. So you can send gift cards to people if you don't know what they like, and then they can use that to do shop. And we've seen a lot of our corporate clients do that. You know, the kind of the days of just getting everybody a wine basket are over, just because not everybody's a wine drinker. And so instead, what they're doing is buying gift cards and giving them to the employees, and then they can do their own shopping.
Coming up, we're going to talk a little Hey Y'all, one of the OGs of the RTD family. We'll also talk about the On the Rocks series with our friend Mark Bailey. And we're going to talk a little local G&T, the good times story, the good story of good times, coming up next. This is the special two-hour edition of Ciders, Sodas, and Cocktails, the RTD show on Sportsnet 650 AM and 96.9 FM HD3.
The real deal can be heard on the RTD show on Sportsnet 650 and 96.9 FM HD3. Follow lifestyle coach Ryan on Twitter at RDFit, on Instagram at RealDealFitness, and on his website, lifestyletransformations.ca.
Hey guys, Shane Meyer here. I am the owner and operator of a place called Good Lad Clothing. Good Lad Clothing is located in North Vancouver, just about a 30-second walk from the C-Bus terminal. And it is quite literally the only 3-in-1 shop in Vancouver. Now, when I say 3-in-1, I mean that it's got a full-service cafe, it's got a barber shop, and it's got men's clothing right down the center. We carry everything from beard balms and shave creams to Canadian ethically made brands such as Viberg Boots and Vancouver's own reigning champ. Everything in the shop, like I said, is ethically sourced. It's either Canadian or American made. Our coffee is literally roasted a block and a half away. And you can check us out on all the social medias at Good Lad Clothing or visit the website goodladclothing.com.
We all love a good burger, and I found one that's a combination of In-N-Out meets Shake Shack. It's called Mimi's Burgers, a pop-up joint out of Glitch at 2287 West Broadway, two blocks west of Arbutus. It's a simple menu with four options: Mimi's Classic, Mimi's Cheeseburger, the Beyond Meat Burger, and the double-sized honey for the hungry burger lover. Great burgers, Kennebec fries, and they are good. Find out for yourself. Mimi's Burgers, think Shake Shack meets In-N-Out Burger, 2287 West Broadway, the real deal. Mimi'sBurgers.com.
It's Vancouver's hottest-selling segment in the world of spirits today. Cider, sodas, and cocktails. And you've got it exclusively on Sportsnet 650. Once again, your hosts, Joe Leary and Legacy Liquor Store spirits educator, Daryl Lamb.
And we are back at AJ's Brooklyn Pizza Joint. It's the special two-hour Christmas episode of Cider, Sodas, and Cocktails, the RTD show on Sportsnet 650 AM, also at 96.9 FM. HD3, Joe Leary, along with Daryl Lamb, the brand ambassador of Legacy Liquor Store. And, you know, one of the recurring themes that we've encountered over the course of the history of the show, which I'm going to say, what are we, 18 months in, maybe a little longer? I've kind of lost track.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, we got to be coming up close to 2 years, right? Probably May of 2019?
I'll take it. We've seen a lot go on, so it's kind of all blurs together.
50 years, Joe. We've been doing this for 50 years already.
But I'll tell you, one of the recurring themes that we always encounter whenever I talk to you about a new brand that comes on the surface here, you always stress the fact that you're local first, because the company that, you know, the origins of Legacy Liquor Store and the good people behind it, Ron and Blaine and those guys, I mean, they've been big champions of local. And this was a gentleman that you introduced us to well into the inception of this program, whenever that was, some almost 2 years ago. His name is Craig Rutter. He's one of the owners of Good Times Gin and Tonic. What first of all, before we say hello to Craig, what how did Craig get on your radar, and what was your first reaction to seeing a gin and tonic in a can?
Well, first off, yeah, gin and tonic in a hand. We were probably a year into the vodka soda explosion. Nobody was using gin, but I'd already seen gin start to grow in the store. And then here again, it's this local concept. A couple of guys making gin and tonics at home using kind of weird herbs like basil mint and things like that, and saying, why don't we put this in a can and see what happens? And I was ready. I was like, okay, I got the shelf. I built a brand new fridge. Let's put it in and see what goes. And it's been a great success story for us. And yeah, Blaine and Ron, they're like, make sure you support local in all things, right? And Good Times, they, as far as I'm concerned, they're the first true gin and tonic in a can. Not a Sonic, not a gin soda, not a gin-ish kind of thing. These are real canned cocktails, and that's why I think they've been really successful, and that's why we'll always support them.
So take us back in the origins of the brand, Craig. When did you and your said friends and eventual partners, when did you decide to elevate it from just for fun to, hey, let's actually throw some money in and make this go?
Well, the initial concept kind of came about summer 2017. We had sort of a night where we kind of came up with a concept. We actually named it. We actually have a piece of paper still signed from that night with probably little bit of old gin and tonic stains on it, saying that, hey, we're going to start this company. And we kind of sat on the idea for about 6 months and then started making some calls early sort of 2018. And then, you know, we really realized with, you know, the vodka explosion, and we could see new doing so well and neutral coming up and all these things. And we saw, you know, a few gin products, but we never saw anything like we were envisioning, which was sort of a lighter take on a gin and tonic with some interesting flavor profiles.
So you were always intent on doing the G&T. It wasn't that, you know, you wanted to do a vodka soda, but you thought, wait a minute, there's so much of that already. Let's kind of go off in a different direction.
No, I mean, I was, and no hate to the, I love vodka sodas, but for me, I was always more of a G&T guy. I like that sweet to bitter ratio. That was always sort of, you know, I have a culinary background, so that was always sort of an interesting, you know, concept with me with the gin and tonic. So, and I always wanted to see something in a G&T more than just lime. You know, it was always a lime gin and tonics. But then we were coming up with, we were like, what about cucumber basil mint? What about raspberry rose? You know, what about even grapefruit was sort of, I mean, grapefruit was a pretty common one, but if you look at a lot of the Spanish gin and tonics, they're putting in, you know, a lot of thyme or rosemary or sort of like interesting, even peppercorns, and just going crazy with it. And I just didn't feel that that was being represented here.
Daryl, the gin and tonic kind of reminds me of like ginger beer. The harshness can get away from you kind of easily if you don't kind of temper it a little bit. Have you noticed that? Because, I mean, you're more of a knowledgeable guy when it comes to spirits than I.
Well, I think people have to understand the history of the gin and tonic, right? Like, the gin and tonic was created because the British Empire needed their soldiers to take their medicine to prevent malaria. And so quinine, which is a bark that gives tonic, at least the Swiss school of tonic, that kind of bite, it was there. To make them drink it, they had to put their gin ration into it. So you're coming from the background of something that was the spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. And so, and then we were kind of all kind of born on this idea of citrus forward gin with this like Schweppes style Swiss tonic, right? And so the Swiss like their bitter tonic. And that's, it's funny that you said that about coming from a culinary background. Because I always noticed it was the chefs that drank the gin and tonic and stuff because they liked those big flavors and stuff. And now as we start to experiment with different kinds of tonic, milder tonics, tonics that don't even have quinine. The Italians never put quinine in their tonic. They don't have malaria in Italy. So they were like, why would we want that? And the Good Times reminds me a lot of kind of like the Italian style of gin and tonic. Savory, soft, not necessarily bitter. If you don't like a gin and tonic, like you just go to order a well gin and tonic at a bar, don't write off Good Times because you've effectively written off everything based on one flavor profile. There's a lot out there.
Well, not only that, Craig, but you've really got your work cut out for you in the early days because, first of all, you have to source out the right gin to use, you have to source out the right tonic to use, and then you have to source out the right botanicals and flavor profiles to infuse with. So how did you decide, how did that process work?
Well, we kind of just started messing around with our own flavor profiles, and then we decided that this is sort of the way we wanted our gin, this is sort of the way we wanted our tonic, and that did take a little bit of time. And then, you know, we just secretly made our own flavor profiles. This is what we want. This is what we're going to do. And we just sort of sourced all our flavor profiles on our own. And that's how we kind of came about with it.
So now you have something that you've been telling us that it was down in the pipeline. And now it's a reality. You have the 12-pack, the Gin and Tonic Refresher Pack. These incorporate your various flavors.
Yeah, so we have 4 SKUs out right now, lime, grapefruit, cucumber, basil, mint, and raspberry rose. So naturally the next step, instead of coming out with sort of a 5th flavor at the moment, what we want to do is we wanted to put it all into a 12-pack. That's where a lot of the, you know, the bigger players have gone as far as putting everything into a nice convenient pack. And also we wanted to showcase in one convenient package everything that we sort of have on the table at the moment, everything we have to offer, because they always go in like in order too. And I always tell people when I do sampling in stores, I always start people on, if they want to run the gauntlet, I always tell them, I'm like, let's start on lime and work our way up, because there are very different flavor profiles. And you know what? A lot of people don't like cucumber basil mint, but those people who do get into that flavor, that is their go-to flavor because they cannot get it in anything else.
What is this sampling in stores he refers to? This is so pre-2020.
Huh? It was 50 years ago when we started the 2-week quarantine that would fix all this. But ultimately, yeah, I mean, this is where the mixer pack comes in. I've always been a big fan of mixer packs because you're buying 12 products, but you're getting 4 different flavors, and you know, maybe not everyone's for you. But it means you're only gonna have 2 after you finish the first one you didn't like. And then you can have that with your friends. The other thing that I like about mixer packs is, yeah, if you're going to have your kind of across the fence backyard Christmas gathering, you know, you can pull this out, throw it in a cooler, and now everybody's got something to talk about and something a little bit different. But again, it's still only going to set you back less than $30. And so it's not like buying a bottle of gin and then a whole bunch of tonics, and before you know it, you're $200 deep. And what are you going to do with Fentimans Elderflower when you realize you don't really dig it? At least with this, this is something to experiment with, and it's local, it's entrepreneurial, and it's fantastic.
Well, Craig Rutter is our guest. Craig is one of the owners of Good Times Gin and Tonics, the RTD show, broadcasting on Sportsnet 650 from AJ's Brooklyn Pizza Joint. You know, the days are long gone when spirits or any liquid was gender specific. The lines have been completely blurred. Everybody drinks everything. But is there a typical consumer these days? Or are you finding in your research of who's digging the gin and tonics? Is it big in Western Canada? Is it big in the interior? What are you finding about the average consumer?
I think it's a little all over the place at the moment, because we are the big no sugar trend is so huge. Because we do have our 5 grams of sugar in there, it's sort of a bit of a mixed bag. And the G&T, we are now introducing to people that necessarily wouldn't have picked up a bottle of gin. I mean, I hear horrific gin stories from people every time I was doing the tastings back when. But now I find the customer base is, I can't pinpoint it one area. You know, we do a lot of mid-20s to early 40s sort of demographic. But I think it's just for people who are looking for just an interesting flavor profile, a little bit of sugar, but they just don't want to break the bank, you know, with that sugar content. Because you can go over that tipping point where it's just too, too sweet. And that's sort of where we wanted to kind of dance, in between that no sugar and too high of sugar.
Daryl, I presume you're stocked up the aisles. I mean, I know you're overflowing at Legacy, but it's a couple of things. As you said, you've hinted at the fact that we could be looking at more rollbacks, and if not that, then we certainly have the Christmas consuming season, and that's usually where your sales kind of skyrocket.
Yeah, we're ready, man. We've got all 4 6 packs, and soon to have the mixer pack at Legacy. Like we stock the whole Good Times family, you know. Good times are what we're all about, so it just made perfect sense.
Now, only because you hinted at it, Craig, I'm going to hold you to it. You said for now. You mentioned flavors for now. Is there ongoing discussions? Is there research? Is there kitchen table, or you're sitting around or hanging around the island in your kitchen and sampling new things for 2021?
Of course. You know, like we're always looking at new products, bringing out new things, but it's strategic, and we want to make sure that when we bring it out that we're going to hit it hard, we're going to hit the ground running. So, you know, where we'd like to see, you know, we're looking at some possible summer flavors, and then if not, then definitely something early next winter, next fall sort of season coming out with something pretty cool and new.
Well, Daryl, you've never steered us wrong on the new locals that you bring to the table, and we've gotten to know this guy. I really enjoy his products and really enjoy him. And again, Good Times is available at Legacy Liquor Store, and if you want to talk a little gin, nobody knows their white spirits better than you, my friend.
Yeah, bring them by, man. I got just in bottles, we got over 100 different gins, and then of course we've got the entire Good Times line there if you don't want to experiment.
Mr. Rutter, a pleasure to see you. We thank you for your support. Have yourself a great Christmas. All the best for the new year, and we look forward to your smiling face again in 2021.
Thank you, guys, and thank you, Daryl. Thank you, Joe, for all of your support. We really appreciate how much Legacy and you guys do at Sportsnet.
Cheers.
The Real Deal can be heard on the RTD show on Sportsnet 650 and 96.9 FM HD3. Follow lifestyle coach Ryan on Twitter at RDFit, on Instagram at Real Deal Fitness, and on his website, lifestyletransformations.ca.
In the world of body art, you want someone who's creative, innovative, and gets it. And that's Side Street Tattoo in Gastown and artist Devin Stacy. If you can imagine it, Devin can create it. Whether it's something simple, a full sleeve, or way beyond, it can be done and in a safe and sterile manner. So if you've been thinking about getting your first ink or looking to add to an already existing piece, talk to my friend Devin Stacy at Side Street Tattoo, 26 East Cordova in Gastown, online sidestreettattoo.com.
You're listening to Cider, Sodas, and Cocktails, the RTD show on Sportsnet 650. Here again are your hosts, Joe Leary, and Legacy Liquor Store brand ambassador, Daryl M.
Welcome back to Ciders, Sodas, and Cocktails, Sportsnet 650, also 96.9 FM, HD3, broadcasting from AJ's Brooklyn Pizza Joint, slices, pies, dine-in, takeout, craft beer, Good cocktail selection, great spot to watch sports. Located at 325 East Broadway across from the Kingsgate Mall. Joe Leary, along with Daryl Lamb of Legacy Liquor Store, our special two-hour December extravaganza. And again, this tis the season to be jolly if you happen to own Legacy Liquor Store.
Oh, you know, it's fun. I mean, I love Christmas at Legacy. A lot of people talk about, oh, working retail in December is an awful kind of thing. And it totally is for most people. All I can say right now, Joe, no one is crummy in the liquor store. We're usually the last stop. They ground down at the bay. They're ready to kill somebody, you know, at the mall. And then they come to the liquor store and they're just like, I'll take a bottle of bourbon, a six-pack of Lone Tree Cider, and give me a bottle of Grey Goose. Let's go.
And well, let's introduce one of the heritage, one of the pioneers in the brand of RTDs, which, of course, are ready to drink. It is Hey Y'all, and we've got Don Gordon, who is the vice president of sales for Hey Y'all. And first of all, best of the season. Don, have you noticed a big blip in sales yet, or is that still coming in a week or two?
Well, the only blip right now is the one extra notch on my belt. But no, it's starting to ramp up. You know, popped my head in the Legacy the other day. Looks like you can't fit a roll of quarters in there, but I know Daryl will probably jam a few more cases in. Hopefully it's a few more cases of Hey Y'all.
Well, because of this crazy year that we all experienced, obviously we miss seeing the Hey Y'all porch at the stadium at the Nat. And again, we don't know what 2021 holds, but that was kind of one of those things that you really, not only do you miss not being able to see Vancouver Canadians baseball, but at Hey Y'all Ports, that's a pretty cool thing.
Yeah, it was definitely, it was a miss for this summer, just like it was a miss for a lot of things, a lot of events that Hey Y'all was a participant in, and quite frankly, just a lot of good outdoor barbecue parties and down on the beach. You know, I ride my bike down along Kitts Beach and see the Hey Y'all cans littered on the parkways. Please recycle. Hey Y'all encourages everyone to recycle. But yeah, it was definitely a miss this summer to see Hey Y'all out in full force.
I always do that.
Leave your cans along the beach?
No. I do the check of the cans because that is one of the best anecdotal. I'm giving away a secret here, Joe, but I walk the beach and I see what the can is on the beach and go, okay, if it's on the beach, That's a popular brand kind of thing. But, you know, I mean, we missed the Canadian season. We missed all these different events. But I think we did pretty good as a province. People did it themselves, you know, with social distance backyard parties, Zoom parties, things like that. RTDs for the whole year were up almost 40% at Legacy. That it's no longer the dirty little secret. It's no longer the, you know, I drink Hey Y'all with my buddies on the golf course and then hide it when I go to the club kind of scenario. It's totally normalized. If you like Hey Y'all, you can drink it 24 hours a day now. You can get it delivered anywhere in the province. It's totally fine to drink Hey Y'all on a Tuesday afternoon on a Zoom meeting. All I'm going to say to our listeners is put it in a mug. And make sure you blow on it sometimes so the boss thinks you got a cup of hot coffee.
Good sound advice. Now, Don, we have not seen you since this craziness began. What was your initial take going back to around the St. Paddy's Day mark when it looked like things were going to be shuttered indefinitely? Were you immediately concerned, or did you think, you know, I got a feeling that people are going to be in their homes, they're going to want to be stocking up on beverages?
Yeah, well, I think I was with everyone else. When it hit, no one really knew what was going to happen. And so I guess your first thought is you think of the worst. But then being in this business, and Daryl, I think you can attest to this, when there is a pandemic or there's an economic crisis or there's some sort of global panic, the nice thing is that alcohol is somewhat a recession-proof and an essential service. So we were quick to realize that with the liquor stores continuing to be open, albeit with some limitations, we got cracking and we ensured that the supply of Hey Y'all was going to be there. And I would say we did a pretty good job. It was a lot of work. You know, you got to figure out trucks moving and production and across the country and limited resource with you know, people getting the job done on the road. We made it happen. So it was not just salespeople, but it was people in production and transport. So and retailers. It was a tough gig, but we got through it.
We totally did. And now it's time for the fun, Joe, because it's December. It's our Christmas spectacular, and we know, you know, you're not going to be able to go visit grandma up in the Okanagan. You're not going to be able to have your friends over and things like that. So what we're encouraging you is, have a little fun with it. Come together, get your Zoom going on, get your FaceTime, get yourself a bottle of Hey Y'all black tea vodka, and just have a good night. You know what? Everybody's got a TV. It's a Wonderful Life is definitely on TV. Do the drinking game. So every time Jimmy Stewart says, oh, and gets one of his little moans, take a shot of Hey Y'all black tea vodka. And I guarantee you by the end, Clarence is going to come visit you.
And every time an angel gets her wings, somebody has just purchased another case of Hey Y'all. So, Don, I want to ask you, because Hey Y'all, the brand, is about 7 years in. So you are kind of one of the grandfathers in... Well, grandfather-ish in, not you personally. I'm talking about the brand. The brand is one of the pioneers, if you will, of the RTD movement. And 7 years ago, there wasn't a whole lot on the playing field. What do you think that's transpired and where we're at now? And I know we're talking off air about what's planned for 2021. There's no shortage of these products coming on the market.
No, and I think Daryl kind of hit it on the head where you have to have fun. And I think on a couple other shows, I said this too. There's going to be more and more brands in the ready-to-drink segment, and that's fun because it gives people the opportunity to try new things, and people migrate from brand to brand, and I think that's great. That's where new ideas come from. But you take a brand like Hey Y'all, and one of the successes that we've had with Hey Y'all over the last, say, 3 years, when there's been a shift in this RTD segment and there's a lot of, let's say, the vodka soda categories is really taken off, is that we're committed to having fun. So instead of launching a proliferation of new flavors and new SKUs, you know what? Let's make it fun for the consumer. Let's give away fun stuff in our packs. Let's do really exciting social media contesting. Let's drive people to the stores so they can get really cool deals on like totally outrageous large packs that are somewhat stupid but somewhat fun.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, let's like I brought a bottle of our AL black tea vodka today. And it was Kara in our marketing department. She came up with this really great Hey Y'all cocktail, The Shaft, which is basically a cocktail discovered in Victoria. But we've taken a twist on it. We're going to add some Earl Grey tea and some Bailey's, a shot of Hey Y'all vodka or black coffee if you're not a tea drinker. So these are some of the things that we're doing. Let's invigorate the RTD category and let's do some more crazy things. Not just another six-pack. Now, don't get me wrong. Next year, we're going to have some new Hey Y'all flavors. They're developed. They're already in the can, as we say, and they're ready to go. But we're going to be really focused on having a lot of fun in 2021 because I think that's what we all need.
I think the other thing that's interesting when we talk about, you know, the cool uncle kind of brand. I mean, when Hey Y'all came across my desk, that was the moment where I was like, there's something here, and that's where I really started to trend legacy towards RTDs, building new fridges. You know, working on different ways to get people to consume these kind of things because the flavor profile is fantastic. And I had a weird thing that happened to me on the weekend, and it finally dated me because I still view myself as a pretty young guy and everything like that. And I got a kid that lives in my building. He lives with his parents still, and he's about 20. He goes to UBC, and he was like, "Have you ever tried this?" And pulls out just the Hey Y'all iced tea lemonade, and I was like, "Really?" He's like, "Yeah, it's really good. Do you guys have this at your store?" And I was like, "Okay, we're now into the phase where a whole new generation gets to discover Hey Y'all all over again." I mean, this guy was born in the mid-90s, and here it is. Like 2000 is when he was born.
Okay, so that is quintessential Hey Y'all. Because if you think about it, yes, 7 years old. The brand is 7 years old. And in an RTD lifespan... Yeah, you know what? We could be considered the attractive uncle. I'm gonna say attractive. Can
okay,
I say that?
Okay. But
in fact, it's actually we've lost that initial demographic because now that initial demographic drinking the hard iced teas, or we've lost a few of them, and they've got married and they've got kids and they're going on to the new things and they're getting into scotch and whatnot and red wine. But don't forget, there's that new little train putting around the corner. And they're experimenting. They're seeing Hey Y'all for the very first time. And then, so that's the beauty thing about Hey Y'all. It's actually timeless.
And I think that's real. I think that's a real thing, Don, because I think you think of those kind of like iconic brands, and we'll get off the RTD thing, but like, you know, when you think about, you know, Glenlivet having a century and Jack Daniels having a century, and these brands, it's because that quality is there, and it's the flavor profile. And I think Hey Y'all, it is a timeless brand. I mean, you come out with the new flavor profiles and everything like that, but ultimately, the original Joe is absolutely delicious. Like, it's fantastic. It's balanced. It's well done. It's got that touch of sweetness, but you got the bitterness of the black tea. All together, I mean, it's a perfect product. There's a reason that Hey Y'all kicked all of this off. And the reason that Hey Y'all still holds its place today is because it's timeless and it's perfect. You don't have to mess with the original. You know, they still sell Camaros. They tweak them a little bit, but Camaros are still around. And Hey Y'all is definitely the Camaro, the Corvette, the Cadillac of this industry.
Our guest is Don Gordon, who is the Vice President of Sales of Hey Y'all. We're broadcasting the classic Cider, Sodas, and Cocktail Show on Sportsnet 650, 96.9 FM, HD3 from AJ's Brooklyn Pizza Joint. Again, full kudos to the brand, Don, because, you know, you look at the proliferation of the RTD market, and there is no shortage of vodka sodas and lemon lime sodas and this and that. But the iced tea market, you've kind of cornered it, and I guess it's one of those, like, don't mess with success because you've managed to perfect the craft.
Well, let's not forget, iced tea is a bona fide segment.
Yeah.
When the RTD category came out, there was the, I'm going to say, the traditional lemonade flavors. And then there's cider. And as the traditional RTDs grow and there's more and more flavors and there's more and more concepts, they all change and they come and they go and they come and they go. Iced tea, it's a mainstay. If you go to a convenience store, if you go to a 7-Eleven or any corner store, iced tea is right there. It doesn't go away. And you still see the familiar flavors that you normally see in a convenience store. And sure, there is all the soda craze, and Coke and Pepsi will come out all their line extensions. But that impenetrable iced tea segment stays. And so, I mean, we were fortunate that when we launched it, you know, 6-7 years ago, that we were one of the originals. But we worked hard at maintaining that recipe and the proposition with every can. So we know that iced tea drinker gets what they get from Hey Y'all. And it stays. And it's permanent.
I think I've asked you before, Don, but indulge me. When the concept of the Hey Y'all iced tea was first presented back 7 years ago, was everybody immediately buying in, or were there a few dissenters that weren't sure?
No, my boss came up with it, and I thought he was crazy. but yeah, no, there was... It was definitely I remember the day it was launched to the sales and marketing team, and I would say it was a 50-50 mix. But you know what? We have a common saying at Hey Y'all when we're doing things. It's victory favors the bold.
Oh, I like that.
Right? Victory favors the bold. And it's an age-old term, but it's really like you got to go out on a limb and you have to innovate. And, you know, with it comes some, you know, we've had some Hey Y'all brands in the past that, you know, quick out of the gates and they didn't have a lot of finish, but, you know, you got to crack some eggs to make a good cake. And
I will always carry a flag for the mint. Bring yeah. back the Hey Y'all yeah. mint. Yeah. The mint was delicious. It was fantastic. Yeah. But I think people got scared by mint. It wasn't minty. It was balanced. It was delicious. It was great. If you ever find a can, Don.
I think I can hook you up.
Well, you managed to make the best of a down year, and let's hope that 2021 brings a lot more promise and the return of the Hey Y'all porch to Nat Bailey Stadium. Don Gordon, the Vice President of Sales of Hey Y'all. Hey, have a good Christmas, sir, and we'll see you in 2021.
Yeah, all the best to you guys.
Let's,
cheers.
Let's do one little cheers here for the Hey Y'all vodka. Schlante.
The Real Deal can be heard on the RTD Show on Sportsnet 650 and 96.9 FM HD3. Follow Lifestyle Coach Ryan on Twitter at RDFit, on Instagram at RealDealFitness, and on his website, lifestyletransformations.ca.
We all love a good burger, and I found one that's a combination of In-N-Out meets Shake Shack. It's called Mimi's Burgers, a pop-up joint out of Glitch at 2287 West Broadway, two blocks west of Arbutus. It's a simple menu with four options: Mimi's Classic, Mimi's Cheeseburger, the Beyond Meat Burger, and the double-sized honey for the hungry burger lover. Great burgers, Kennebec fries, and they are good. Find out for yourself. Mimi's Burgers. Think Shake Shack meets In-N-Out Burger. 2287 West Broadway. The real deal. Mimi'sBurgers.com.
Vancouver's hottest selling segment in the world of spirits today. Cider, sodas, and cocktails. And you've got it exclusively on Sportsnet 650. Once again, your hosts, Joe Leary and Legacy Liquor Store spirits educator, Daryl Lamb.
We are back at AJ's Brooklyn Pizza Joint on East Broadway across from the Kingsgate Mall. This is Cider, Sodas, and Cocktails, a.k.a. the RTD Show on Sportsnet 650, 96.9 FM HD3. Joe Leary and Daryl Lamb from the Legacy Liquor Store in Olympic Village. This is our special and the first of many, the annual two-hour extravaganza, because, Daryl, ain't no secret. I mean, we saw what happened during the quarantine period in March, April, and May, where consumers were like stampeding to places where they could pick up some beverages. While Christmas is traditionally, like, this is a bonanza time for you guys normally.
Yeah, well, absolutely. I mean, everybody, Legacy's, you know, we get a lot of customers that just make the one time a year pilgrimage to Legacy. You know, they drive in from Hope, they drive in from Agassiz, they drive in from Lillooet because they want to do it. I always think of my mom. She used to always go to the Eaton Center in Toronto to do all of her Christmas shopping. She hated driving downtown. She hated anything to do with downtown Toronto. But she'd get dressed up, take the day off work, and she'd go to the Eaton Center. It was just kind of a tradition from when she was a little kid. And now what we're seeing at Legacy, you know, is people drive in and say, okay, you can get great RTDs, you can get great products at our store, local stores, but you can only get the really good stuff when you go to Legacy.
Say, like, you know, it's probably, and I don't mean this in a bad way, it's probably a little bourgeois to give somebody, say, a six-pack of RTDs as a Christmas gift or a stocking stuffer as opposed to a bottle of something. But we've got a whole other level of RTD, which we're going to talk about now with our longtime friend of the show, Mark Bailey, who is the BC sales manager of Beam Suntory. Daryl, I'm going to let you make the big intro here because this is something that you turned me on to, and I think we've had Mark on this product, on this show, a couple of times now, but it just gets better and better because I think this is the future of RTDs.
This is absolutely the future, Joe. What we're seeing now is it's the premiumization. So, yeah, I mean, you know, a six-pack of Hey Y'all, you and your buddies are out on the golf course, or, you know, a six-pack of Pure if you're, you know, looking for something a little more calorically responsible. But then there's this whole mixology segment, and Vancouver is really the cutting edge for mixology in Canada. We have private stores like Legacy that allowed our bartenders to learn about good products, because when you only have government stores, you really only have like 15, 20 products. You know, I'm from Ontario. When I fly home, I'm not on a plane. I'm on a time machine, and I land, and it's 1971, and it's the same products my dad was buying in the 70s. Whereas because we have the private stores here in BC, we get all these cool, funky things. And bartenders were able to learn, and this is where the top bartenders come from. Guys like Trevor Cayley's, Lauren Mote, the global coctelian for Diageo. She's from Vancouver. She's not from Toronto. She's not from Montreal. And so the next logical step was super premium, high quality, ready to drink cocktails in a bottle. And nobody does it better than the On the Rocks Premium Cocktail Company, using top brands like Knob Creek, Hornitos. They even have the effing Cosmo, which I can barely keep on the shelves. It's crazy. Mark, thanks for joining us, my friend, and thank you once again for bringing us on the rocks.
Thank you so much for having me, guys. Before even getting into this, I just want to give a huge shout out to AJ's Pizza, because after being here last time, I came back 3 days later and I, no joke, ate four pizzas. They had to roll me out of here, but yeah, kudos to these guys. They do a phenomenal job. Thank you so much, guys. The On the Rocks, since we've last spoken, I think that was about 25 liters of On the Rocks consumed by me ago. So that being said, things are going really well. The cocktails themselves are carried in two different size formats, 100 mil and 375 mil. The Hornitos, which you mentioned, in the margarita, Knob Creek as well in the old fashioned, and the effin' vodka in the cosmopolitan. We've seen a lot of things going really well for us right now, guys. I mean, we're seeing a lot of restaurants within our industry start to pick these up, you know. And unfortunately, due to the circumstances that we're living in and our new reality, you know, with there being a curfew of 10 p.m., these are working really well right now in restaurants as a last call. So, you know, you're sitting in a restaurant and it's 9:45 and you can't drink anymore. I'm not necessarily done at Friday night at 9:45. Unfortunately, I'm having a drink with, you know, I guess you could say, fortunately, but unfortunately for my wife, I'm only out with her right now because we're going to stick with our households. But at 9:45, we're seeing a lot of kind of last calls right now. So, you know, 10 p.m., you're seeing these On the Rocks cocktails as a last kind of call to take home with you and, you know, have cocktails at home and not have to go home and have everything in my liquor cupboard or fridge or anything like that. I mean, I don't always think ahead like that myself. I'm usually good at keeping beer and wine on hand, but I mean, I'm not the most prepared to go home and make a, you know, top-notch margarita from scratch at home.
Right? I mean, that's it. I'm not about to be grinding limes down at 10:45 on a Friday night, but I don't mind being able to pour these in. And Joe, my home old fashioned, I love an old fashioned. Old fashioned is a fantastic cocktail. Is made with Knob Creek, and so when I got my hands on the on the rocks old fashioned made with Knob Creek, I was like, did pretty good. All I got to do is throw a cherry in, and I'm good to go. I mean, these are fantastic.
Well, I think as Mark mentioned, first of all, the presentation is really something else here, because generally speaking, I would say without exception, Daryl, every time that we've been at AJ's talking about the RTD market, we're talking about a canned cocktail, and there's a lot of great stuff in those cans. Don't get me wrong, but this kind of takes it the whole thing, the whole concept to a different level altogether, because not only do you have premium spirits, but you have a presentation that kind of puts it in a different category. This is what I'm saying. You could easily put that in a stocking stuffer. You could easily put that under the tree, and you wouldn't feel. Whereas, as opposed to a six-pack, it looks like there wasn't as much thought. And I don't mean that to disrespect the brands. You know what I'm saying? It just seems that this is just a little bit more classy.
Well, and the other thing I like is the 100 ml format. So it's kind of the little format. So one of the things that we're seeing a lot this year is kind of the Zoom party. Right? So you've got Teams or Zoom or whatever you're using. So if you want to have a great night with your friends, you buy 6, 10, 12, 50 of these things, depending on how many you want, and you can actually mail them out with an invite to the time. And then it's just you and your old friends getting together, drinking old fashions together, as if you were at Fett's Whiskey Kitchen on a commercial drive, but you're doing it at home in a safe manner with a high-quality product that you know it's great, because everybody's getting that same level of quality. It's not a scenario where it's like, okay, I've got my old-fashioned Knob Creek kind of thing going on, and then somebody else pulls out a bottle of Fireball and just starts shooting it and kind of stuff. It gets kind of weird. But this way, everybody's together. I think it's a great idea.
Well, I don't want to knock Fireball. I mean, I do have a shot from time to time. But excellent idea there. I mean, and also when you talk about shipping, if that is a thing that's on your agenda, let's talk about the volume of the weight, 100 milliliters of alcohol here. So the margarita and the cosmopolitan are 20% alcohol by volume. So like a regular, normal, standard cocktail, as opposed to, you know, a 5 or 6% RTD in a can. And the old fashioned is 35% alcohol by volume.
It's like a real old fashioned. Yeah. Like, we're not talking about something that's been watered down. Like a 35%, that's a real old fashioned.
And then to add as well, there's no additives. You know, there's no preservatives. So the shelf life on these guys, you know, being open and honest, is going to be 6 months, typically max. And there's no artificial coloring as well in all of the other products associated with the concoction of these cocktails. So, you're drinking things that are obviously of high value, as well as, you know, everything that's going to be natural as well. When it comes to the Zoom calls and the Microsoft Team calls, that is a very, very common thing, Daryl. I've been involved in a lot of these and have had my fair share of cocktails. And, I mean, this is just a major, major convenience to everybody as well. And the stocking stuffer thing that you mentioned as well, Joe, we're seeing this a lot. I mean, I've been in retail stores such as Daryl's, and I've seen people buying these by the case. And I ask them, hey, what's going on? They're saying, hey, man, it's my office party. Well, we're not able to meet up, you know, at a nice steakhouse, so we're doing cocktails on a Zoom call. And I'm like, well, at least you're doing it safely from your own home. So
he is Mark Bailey, who is the BC sales manager of Beam Suntory. Now, Mark, Daryl has mentioned this before, that we're allowed when we have people over. No one need, you know, it's like everybody likes a sausage. No one wants to see how it's made. So you can have a cocktail at my place. You don't necessarily need to know if I put it together myself or if I poured it out. It's kind of like I can make Hamburger Helper and call it beef stroganoff that I made. You're none the wiser for that, Daryl, okay? So, again, I'm thinking that this is an opportunity for people that maybe are a little bit bartender challenged, such as myself, or, quite frankly, just don't want to invest the time to make it. These are ready to pour. Are you noticing more places? You alluded earlier with the new rollback in times that it's easy for a last call, but are you noticing more places are willing to bring the On the Rocks brand in-house?
I am, absolutely. And what I'm seeing right now, to be honest with you, I just got to show up with the product. I mean, it sells itself. The first thing is it's liquid to lips. People love the liquid. And then when it comes to the packaging, as mentioned earlier by yourself and Daryl, the packaging is top-notch. I mean, it's a nice, classy glass bottle. And when I introduce this to accounts, immediately we're having high-end accounts such as, you know, Joey's and or High Steakhouse, as well as Nofet's Whiskey Kitchen, Water Street Cafe down in Gastown here, as well as Brew Hall and Tap and Barrel. Like, they may not be on the menu in all these places, but immediately, right off the top, they're like very, very interested and willing to at least address the concept and entertain it. So, like I said, it's really just a matter of getting the product to the people, and it's been entertained by a fair group of like really high quality, high end businesses.
And again, Daryl, let me bring you in on this part of it, because I know that you deal with the clientele at Legacy, and these generally, or a lot of them, are people that they know their spirits. These aren't just people walking in off the street going, I have no idea, point me in the direction of something. These are people that know their spirits. What kind of feedback are you getting from folks on the Rocks series?
Well, it's actually really great. And one of the things, I think it's the fact that these are premium brands, right? Like Knob Creek is a $60 to $70 bottle of bourbon. Hornitos is 100% agave tequila. It's not a mixto. And Effin is the number one premium vodka from the Netherlands, right? These are not these kind of neutral grain spirit, bulk vodka R Us kind of scenarios. These are real brands. And so that level of credibility has to be backed by that level of quality. And yeah, and it's quite surprising when you see some of our top bartenders in Vancouver picking them up. And it's like, oh, I'm just having some people over. I'm going backyard kind of around the fire scenario with three of my buddies. And I don't want to be the one stuck in the kitchen making old fashions. I'm just going to buy this and dish them out. It's the way to go. It's there. The convenience also matches the quality. And I think those are the two things that go on. Now, Mark, I mean, you bring us these high quality kind of things, but a lot of our listeners are not necessarily familiar, but you were quite the collegiate football player, and you're still heavily active in local collegiate football. I mean, you're on the alumni board at SFU, NCAA, Canada's NCAA college. Mark, are we going to get some football, some real NCAA football back in 2021?
Well, I wish I could guarantee you that was going to happen, and I could guarantee you that I could invite you over to have some On the Rocks with me while we were able to take in a football game together. But yes, I mean, I do have a long history with Simon Fraser University and their football program, and my heart goes out to obviously a lot of the kids, the players, the athletes, the coaches, the obviously the longtime fans, the staff involved with all programs across the country, you know, whether it's college, high school, university, what maybe may have you. I mean, there's a lot of people's futures, unfortunately, that have been put on pause. And it's quite unfortunate to witness, obviously, in the degree and capacity that I have to, you know, I serve in. But, you know, the truth and the bottom line is that we have to continue to obviously stay focused on, getting through what we're dealing with together. And, you know, and last time that we got on the show together, we were talking about, you know, maybe getting together and sharing some On the Rocks at one of our places together. And unfortunately, that hasn't been our reality.
Is there a special kind of, because my heart goes out to the seniors, right? Like this, the seniors, this was their last year. Like, are they going to make the NCAA going to say, okay, you know what, yet one more year, you know, or are you guys working with that? Is there something about the seniors? Because initially in the spring, it was the seniors in high school, you know, like so, they didn't get their last game. They didn't get their graduations. What about the seniors for the clan?
To speak to that, yes, that is what's happening, and that is the thing that's being implemented by the NCAA. Also here in Canada with all the universities across the country with U Sports, you know, like so the other, you know, crosstown rivals, former crosstown rivals, they haven't played the Shrumble in 10 years. But, guys that play for UBC and all other universities too, they're getting grandfathered in to play their senior year, hopefully next year. I mean, I don't think that's going to happen again in 2022 for those kids if we're in the same situation. But at the same time, too, those kids that are in their, you know, third year, are going to get their third year back next year as well. So they're all going to get grandfathered in an extra year.
Oh, so they're all going to – nobody's losing that year of eligibility.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
The only way that I've seen it right now affecting would be the current actual rookie class. So the current rookie class may lose maybe not a year of eligibility because they haven't actually been started their clock yet as far as eligibility goes. But – if they haven't been activated, it wouldn't affect them anyways.
All right.
Well, though I've only seen it in pictures, we were talking about the opportunity to get together and enjoy one of these beverages in a fine establishment. I've only seen in pictures the Maker's Mark bar that Mark has in his home. So maybe in 2021, Mark, we'll reconvene. Maybe we'll record a segment for the radio show. We'll sample on the rocks at your bar at home. Does that sound reasonable?
Hey, I wish I could have had you there months ago. You don't have to pull my arm.
It's called On the Rocks, and it is available in three flavors. You've got the old-fashioned, you've got the margarita, and the cosmopolitan. And, Daryl, I'm guessing these are well-stocked up and ready to fill orders at Legacy Liquor Store.
Oh, 100%. I mean, we got tons going out. We just had a law firm order about 100 bottles. So, you know, everybody's starting to look. And the corporate side, the gift-giving side, these are absolutely perfect.
Well, I know it's going to be a special Christmas at the Bailey household because you got a young'un that we'll be celebrating with for the first time. So have yourself a great Christmas, Mark. Thanks for all your support, and we look forward to seeing you and imbibing with you in 2021.
Thank you very much, guys. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. All the best to everybody. Please be safe and well, and all the best to everyone's families out there as well.
Hey guys, Shane Meyer here. I am the owner and operator of a place called Good Lad Clothing. Good Lad Clothing is located in North Vancouver, just about a 30-second walk from the C-Bus terminal. And it is quite literally the only 3-in-1 shop in Vancouver. Now, when I say 3-in-1, I mean that it's got a full-service cafe, it's got a barber shop, and it's got men's clothing right down the center. We carry everything from beard balms and shave creams to Canadian ethically made brands such as Viberg Boots and Vancouver Zone reigning champ. Everything in the shop, like I said, is ethically sourced. It's either Canadian or American made. Our coffee is literally roasted a block and a half away. And you can check us out on all the social medias at Good Lad Clothing or visit the website goodladclothing.com.
The RTD show, Ciders, Sodas, and Cocktails on Sportsnet 650, sponsored by Avant-Garde Hair Studio in Yaletown and stylist Bailey Murphy. Avant-Garde is renowned for their creative hair makeovers, winning the Canadian Session Stylist of the Year Award and are two-time Makeover of the Year winners at the North American Hair Stylist Awards. If it's a cut, highlights, fade, color correction, or just a bold new look, visit Avant-Garde in Yaletown and ask for stylist Bailey Murphy for all your hairstyling needs. Avant-Garde Hair Studio, 1075 Mainland Street.
The Real Deal can be heard on the RTD show on Sportsnet 650 and 96.9 FM HD3. Follow lifestyle coach Ryan on Twitter at RDFit, on Instagram at RealDealFitness, and on his website, lifestyletransformations.ca.
Well, gosh darn it, that was 2 full hours of the RTD show, the special 2-hour Christmas edition of Ciders, Sodas, and Cocktails. Kind of something that we've been doing on another show that we do elsewhere on the radio dial. Daryl Lamb, Joe Leary, along with AJ's Brooklyn Pizza Joint. So we talked a lot of good stuff. Again, some of the originals, you know, Hey Y'all and Jaw Drop now in a couple of new flavors, kind of a new enhanced look to it, and obviously a big year ahead. What would you say, if I can put you on the spot, what was the big trend as we look back on 2020, aside from COVID, what was the, was there any surprises? Did anything really just start flying off the shelves that maybe you didn't anticipate?
Well, I mean, besides White Claw doing what White Claw did, I mean, I knew it was going to be good, but I didn't realize it was going to be the revelation that it turned out to be. I was really pleasantly surprised at how well Muddler's has really been growing this year. I mean, Muddler's was always a good brand. The Moscow Mule is delicious, but when they added that pink lemonade and the G&T this year, man, did that really blow up for them. So they've done really well. Squish as well, another one, like a local kind of seltzer, did quite well. And then this proliferation of diet beer, diet sodas, and diet ciders, they all did really well as well. So things like Mighty 90, which is a local made craft beer, but kind of a more diet focused, and the Wonder from our friends over at Phillips, man, did that sell really well too. So I think 2021 might be the year we drink our COVID bellies away.
Well, Daryl, I think I heard a number in the range of 130 new products that are going to be introduced, or at least looking to get listings through the LDB in the year 2021.
It's nuts. I saw the list. I mean, they've got, yeah, there's the opening was for about 125 items. I hear 380 pitched. So what we're going to see is, I think, a lot of the brands that were really ripping it up in the U.S., and the big guys are coming along. So I know a lot of people, after seeing Post Malone at the Super Bowl, were going, can I get the Bud Light Seltzer? Can I get the Bud Seltzer? Well, I can tell you, they are all coming up next year because this is the market where they think that there's there. There's even a PBR seltzer. Let's see what that's all about.
Is there more of an appetite? I know that our friend Paul Morozik from Mod Beverage, and of course they do the Parade line with some really cool flavors and some really cool imaging. You know, is there more of an appetite now for people to try like a cream soda or a Mountain Dew or a Tahiti Treat or a Hawaiian Punch or any of those crazy flavors that we enjoyed as kids?
Yeah, I mean, we saw it with Wise, right? They came out with their vanilla cola. They came out with their root beer, you know, and now I'm hoping that Dr. Wise will make his appearance next year, kind of thing. So, yeah, I think the confectionery, the fun flavors are coming along. I think we're seeing it in cream liqueurs right now, too. Like the 40 Creek Nanaimo bar is insane. It's the hit of the season, and it's not even going to make it to Christmas. If you see a bottle of 40 Creek Nanaimo bar, snap it up, because you might be able to get $500 on Craigslist the next day.
Well, I was going to ask you that, because again, when you start to think of some of the cocktail ingredients, like things like Bailey's, I mean, they don't age well. So, I mean, are we going to get to a point maybe where there is a canned B-52? I don't know how you'd store it to save it.
They already have them. You got to see them. There's Bailey's Nitro Coffees in the UK, Tanqueray Gin and Tonic. So the big brands have these canned cocktails in Europe. Like, we're a little bit behind the UK. I keep telling our friends at Diageo, our friends at Corby, bring them over here. The market is ready. We've seen the Gordon's gin and tonic start to creep into the market. Absolute has a vodka soda now. So next year you're going to have all these great things. And man, who doesn't want to have a Pimm's cup in a can?
Well, you know what? I don't want to put you on the spot, but I will. And I'm not asking you to reveal any trade secrets. But, you know, you see and you entertain a lot of clients that walk through the door going, hey, Mr. Lamb, you got to try this. I got the first of its kind. What do you think? You can't take everything in. And I know you're very supportive of the local community first and foremost, which is admirable. But at the end of the day, you got to think of, okay, can I sell this? Will somebody buy this? Have you had stuff, without mentioning any names, that you go, oh, good luck with that, buddy?
You know, there are. There are a few that have come across my desk that are there. Like, I haven't had a good nitrogenated coffee yet. I mean, everybody's looking at kind of a cold brew nitro and vodka or rum or something. I haven't seen one that works yet. We'll see. And then every once in a while, somebody tries to bring a kombucha in. And again, it's a thing where it's like, okay, that's a very health conscious item and a very small but loyal crowd. How much market is there for a kombucha and vodka or a kombucha and tequila? Which is one that I've heard about. We'll see. I mean, those are all kind of interesting ideas, but there were a lot of doubters, including the sales team at Hey Y'all, that were like, is Hey Y'all going to work? Like, do people put vodka in tea? Well, apparently, yes.
What is it a little too early to predict what you think will be the big trend in 2021? We saw some great ciders in 2020. You think there's going to be more ciders, more growing in the cider category going forward?
Yeah, I think it's interesting because cider's had a tough run lately. And I think there's two different divergent ways cider is going. Getaway cider, 0 gram sugar-free cider, is the first sugar-free cider at Legacy. It's now number one in the store. So that's a really interesting thing. The other side is this kind of nerdish natural cider. So when we talk about the natural wine kind of cult that's going around, you're seeing these natural kind of funky farm yeast ciders. Those are really strange, but people are getting curious about them. You know, ciders that taste like the way the zoo smells. And, man, they're flying off the shelf. And I think natural cider could be a really interesting dark horse category.
If you had to place a bet, Daryl Lamb, do you think we're going to see in-store tastings sometime in 2021 return?
I hope so. I mean, here Alberta's rolling out vaccine first in January. I think BC is going to be a little bit further behind. We were a little more interested in dealing with the COVID here and now, and we didn't get quite in line the way we want. So maybe the end of the year, hopefully, but I'm thinking probably not. I mean, definitely get together, kind of like big seminar tastings. I don't think so.
I miss those old wine tastings and scotch samplings in Legacy where you're literally elbow to elbow, and we loved it.
It was great. I mean, in December, we would normally have one every day. Yeah. And on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we would do 3 to 5. Yeah. And it was almost like Costco. But then you could have all these great samples, all done socially responsibly, of course. But, yeah, it's just not happening this year. So now you're relying on your Legacy staff. You know, what is the Bailey's Red Velvet cake taste like? Well, I can tell you right now, it tastes like red velvet cake.
And I will also speak and attest to the quality of the staff that you employ at Legacy Liquor Store. I mean, Daryl is my man. Daryl is the go-to guy. But I'll tell you what, you've got any number of associates in the store that know their spirits, and they can walk you down the aisle and put you in the direction of something you want. So if you have any spirit-related questions, be they RTDs, be they wine, be they beer, be they high-end cocktails, be they Louis Trey, it doesn't matter. Legacy Liquor Store is your place, and ask for Daryl Lamb again. Also, you can go to the website.
LegacyLiquorStore.com.
And you can pick any denomination of a gift card you want for that person on your list, that discerning person that appreciates the fine spirits. Well, that's our two-hour episode of Cider, Sodas, and Cocktails. Our thanks to AJ and AJ's Brooklyn Pizza Joint on East Broadway across from the Kingsgate Mall. Thanks to our friends from Sportsnet 650. And thanks for another great year with Daryl Lamb. Daryl, have yourself and your family a great Christmas, a great New Year's, and we will reconvene at AJ's in 2021.
2021, here we come.
Cheers, buddy.
Cider, Sodas, and Cocktails, the RTD Show, and you've got it on Sportsnet 650.